You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. If you do not get an answer, just keep calling back and Sam will pick up and connect you to the show. Before we start the show, I want to tell you a little bit about the WAN Institute. The WAN Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting and loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The Institute offers instructions on principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships, and to create a win-win situation in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goals of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want any information regarding the WANT Institute services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. Tonight we have Andy Shaw available. He was he's a relationship coach taught by Dr. Pat Allen. Andy, are you available to say hi?
Hello.
Hi. So again, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. I want to just put in a plug here. I offer a drop-in ladies group on Mondays at 4 o'clock and Thursdays at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a $10 donation, and I help ladies begin, build, and maintain relationships. I help them navigate online dating and get into happy, healthy relationships. So if you want information on attending my donation drop-in ladies group, you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. So Andy, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're up to and how Dr. Allen's work has helped you?
I work for the Navy, China Lake, way out in the boonies. And I first met Pat Allen, I don't know, about 12 years ago. At first, it was went to our Orange County show every Wednesday night. Had a blank book and wrote lots and lots of notes. At the end of every one of them, I stood up and, you know, waited till everybody filtered out and shook her hand, thank her for the info. And over time, I just started giving her hugs, and then that led to being a student, and then eventually actually led to working for you guys first,
mm-hmm.
and then a student, and then a bodyguard.
Oh, when she had to leave the seminars. If you're out there listening, Andy was always the one putting up the audio and stuff at the LA seminars and the Orange County ones. I was at the front desk, and Andy was my sidekick helper. He was helping Pat walk out of the room so she wouldn't get mobbed leaving. And he's been with us for quite a few years. Yeah.
I love every minute of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have any questions you want to talk about? I have my ladies group, and I want to go over something to get your opinion. We're just doing this so that people can get information. I have a lady, and she was dating a gentleman, and then she found out he had been married, and he's trying to get a divorce, and it broke her heart, and she wants to know what she should do. Should she, she found out on the social media, and she did confront him, and then, you know, of course, he kind of denied it and stuff. What would you say to her? Because she's stuck whether she should stay or go. What would you suggest?
Well, I have a couple questions. Let's see if you know the answers.
Okay.
How long have they known each other, and how long have they been dating?
They've probably since probably they met in October of 24, and they started the relationship in January to be exclusive.
So we're just barely into the imperfect phase.
Yes. So, but they, you know, she, you know, they communicated good, and they were building. And then, you know, I hate to say, but yeah, she did the snooping around on his social media and found something she didn't like. So she did have to present it. So I told her, you have two choices. You can work with his, stay with him while he's getting the divorce, but that might be long and painful, or you could terminate it and move on. So she's kind of torn on what she wants to do, because I can't give people the answer on what they need, what they should do within their relationships.
Is this the only person that's dating her, or is her dating her?
It was the only person. They were exclusive, yes. Yes.
Ooh, that makes it tough.
But usually she's been doing the work. Usually what happens is I told her, if you terminate it in a, you know, without being angry and resentful, you'll move on and you'll find a better man. That's generally what happens. You learn your lesson. It was a painful lesson, but relationships are a risk. There are no guarantees. You do your part and you hope to God they do theirs. I get so many women that want, well, how do I, you know, the biggest thing, Andy, that the women say, they get a guy and they're dating them 4, 5, 6 times. And the guy's asking them, he wants to be, you know, he wants to be exclusive. The man's asking them to get them off the dating site. And these women are getting scared and saying that he's going too fast. The going too fast talk. What would you say about these women that tell the men, you're going too fast and I want to take it slow?
Wasn't that control?
It is control. I tell them, you don't have to have sex, but go along with him as your leader. Most ladies that want to have it go slow is that they're afraid to set healthy boundaries and communicate that they're not comfortable having sex until they get to know the man more. So they try to push the man away and have him slow down because they're afraid to communicate their wants and not wants. So I had a lady finally stepped up and told this gentleman, and he said, whenever you're comfortable. He wasn't in any hurry. It was a big sigh of relief. She wanted him to go slow so she didn't have to tell him she wasn't comfortable having sex. Until she got to know him. I go, you guys, you know, I want you to get to know him more, but you want institute effective communication. People do not communicate very well.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, there's a reason Dr. Allen talks about being engaged on date number one.
Like, yeah, she talked about that. You're still building. Anybody can leave at any time. But if you can be exclusive on the first date, doesn't mean you have to have sex. But you can build and get to know each other, building for marriage or mating.
You don't have to do anything. You can just decide how you want your life to be organized and designed.
Mm-hmm.
And then just communicate that.
Uh-huh.
Please communicate that. My goodness.
That's what we teach. Effective communication. And we have Dr. Allen's. We should do some of the. If anybody wants to see Dr. Allen's teachings on our website, www.drpatallen.com. There's the video, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's a free video. It's about 45 minutes long. It goes over all of Dr. Allen's material and her communication tools. And Andy, you weren't on last night, but there was a lady that watched it. I don't know if you remember. She was having a hard time with her husband negotiating intimacy. He thought she didn't like him, and she was always tired. So she watched that, and they negotiated one day a week that they're going to do for date night. It helped them so that, you know, they wouldn't go months without having, you know, intimacy. So she called to thank us. So I wanted to share that with you. Do you have your book out, any of the books?
I always have my book out.
I've got the Answers book. Oh, and just to let the audience know, The Getting to I Do book is available on Audible, on Amazon. So if you're a person that likes to listen to books, the Audible is available.
Who narrates that?
I don't know the name of the lady, but it is a lady's voice. I bought it because I like to drive a lot. So I like to listen to the audio books rather than open the books. But having the hard copy book, you can always refer to sections and highlight what you need, what parts you want to remember and go back to all the time. So I've got the answers book, which is good. What book do you have in front of you?
I always start with the answers book. I like it.
Okay.
Just good basic things in there.
Here's one that is a big one. Ladies, don't expect chemistry to be there right away. You may take some time to turn on. I have a lot of ladies that they want instant chemistry. And as Dr. Allen says, remember, she says you have to desensitize because your picker picks that guy who's usually unavailable. So she tries to get you to the guy that is the marriageable type. But ladies never like them. So you have to go out with those men at least 2 to 3 times till you desensitize to be familiar with nice guys, the available guys. Do you have an expert you want to, a topic you want to go over in here? Pick one out.
Well, maybe you can help me understand something.
Okay.
So there's actually 2 instances recently in my own personal life.
Okay.
Is commenting to somebody that I met in the past and not talked in years.
Okay.
And just like, you know, can we get coffee? And I'd, you know, like to just tell you how much I admired you. And, but I'm not, I said I'm not asking for anything else. And her reply was, I think you are.
Oh, so you reached out to this lady that you knew from a while ago to ask to meet for coffee?
Yeah.
And she said, what do you want from me?
Basically, she thought I was asking for more than just friendship. And
can I told her no. Can you go over what you said to ask her out? What were your words?
No, because I deleted the message.
Okay, because if I was her, something might have been, you know, calling her up and say, gosh, you know, so-and-so, how have you been? I've been thinking about you. You know, are you available to meet so we can catch up? I haven't seen you in a while. That might have made her more comfortable. I don't know if you said something to that degree. Or maybe you might have said something like, hey, do you want to meet for coffee?
Yeah, I just asked to meet for coffee and.
Oh, so she didn't kind of know what the intent, you didn't, I mean, I hearing that, I would say, well, what's your intention? You just want, what do you want to meet for coffee for?
Yeah, she didn't ask that. So she just assumed I wanted more and.
Well, with that, did you say no? I just want to catch up and talk and see how you're doing.
Emphasized multiple times, and she's still in the baby.
Oh, and she still said no. Oh,
well, it's not that she didn't say no. Since she was out of, well, she was a non-communicator.
Uh huh.
She was out of town.
Yes.
I said no worries. Drive safe.
Okay.
And I never heard from her again.
Oh. Well, you could reach out again after a couple of weeks and say, hey, I'm going to take a risk and ask you to meet for coffee and check up again.
That's a good idea.
Sometimes, you know, you do it once, and then if you do it again, it kind of like, wow, what does he want? Well, you may get the same result, but remember, sometimes, you know, men are the chasers.
Yeah, I mean, she's dating somebody else. Like, I don't want to date her. I don't want to date anybody right now.
Oh, then just say, you know, I just want to reach out. I'm not interested in dating. I truly want to just get together and see how you're doing and touch bases.
Thank you.
And see if she accepts that.
Thank you. That helps. And then there's another one that she was doing. She's going to school for a computer science program.
Uh-huh.
And I've known her for about a year off and on. mostly off because I moved.
Uh-huh.
And I asked for her number because I wanted to help her. And she goes, oh, I'm taken. I'm like, not everybody who asks for your number wants to date you. I just want to
be
friends with you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I didn't, she didn't give me her number. I gave her my number, but I never.
Oh, because you know the computer stuff, so you were going to offer to help her.
Yeah, like a, you know, like I've gone through some of that stuff, so I wanted to just help her get through it in a way that, you know, when things get tough, because it's a tough thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know it's just tough and it's going to suck, then ahead of time, because nobody told me that.
Oh, okay.
Just deal with it and move on and get through it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And do the best you can.
Yeah. Well, you made it through. Hopefully she'll make it through too.
Yeah, but I wanted her to know that. And anyways, I just wanted her to succeed.
Yeah. Well, you can just keep reaching out and saying, you know, I'm still available if you need help. I know the classes are hard. I've taken them. You might still reach out. Is she already in a relationship, though?
Oh, yeah. She did. Oh. I congratulated her.
Oh.
She got a ring.
Oh, okay.
Before. So I'm like, were I know you're in a relationship. I'm not asking you for anything.
Were these ladies you dated before? Or just?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I was just me trying to communicate with other human beings and failing fantastically.
I know. It's a tough world out there. This online dating stuff, from what I hear, it's hard. A lot of scammers and stuff. There's all these articles about how these, it's men and women, though, too. It's not all the men. The women are the scammers, too. So it works both ways. You got to be very vigilant on who you're talking to and make sure you meet them as soon as possible so you know who you're talking to, because a lot of times they'll win you over with their profile and they'll talk sweet talk you, and then you get sucked in and you become comfortable and you do things like give them money or or pay their bills or fly them places. I've had all the stories. So I hopefully will get some callers tonight. The number's 323-203-0815. Let me pull out my book here. What do people want to talk about? What do you think they're mostly wanting?
So I have no idea. I just ask questions.
Here's a good one that I always go with this one. Remember, you can't change other people, but you can change your reaction to them. I get a lot of women that say he can't do that, or he knows better, or I had some lady that was hurt and her boyfriend was kind of backed out and didn't step up to the table. And she was like, he should have helped me more and this and that. I always refer to the book, I'm Okay, You're Okay. He has a right not to do, think, feel, act, or be the way you want him to be, but he still has a right to be who he is. A lot of women fight about that. What's your interpretation on the I'm okay, you're okay, I'm okay, you're not okay, you're not okay, I'm not okay. Remember that book?
No, yeah, I've looked at it several times. I have it in my bookshelf, at least I did.
That one's like people really have a hard time understanding that philosophy of he has a right to be an idiot. And they just like, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, we all do. And apparently we all embrace it at times too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm obviously a big proponent of communication, over communicating. Might be a problem for some people. Some people are like, hey, you know, you can tell me something 6 times, I'm okay with it, as long as we're on the same page.
Uh-huh.
But I'd rather hear the thing 6 times than never hear it and have an expectation of something that I was never agreed to, don't have any authority on. Like, just talk to me. Ask the questions.
You know, a lot of people are afraid to communicate, especially the women, a lot of people, boundaries. They would rather suffer themselves than speak up. And that's unfortunate, but that goes back to their childhood, where they may not have been allowed to speak up. So they just tolerate until they, and what happens when you tolerate? eventually blow up.
Yeah, it's half love, half hate. You only hurt yourself.
That's true. Dr. Allen says, I always tell the ladies, accept him the way he is, reject him and move on, or tolerate. And tolerating is you half accept and you half reject him, and it drives you crazy because you try to change him so that you're comfortable. And they just don't like that. They don't like that terminology because they don't want to leave him.
Yeah.
And they just help to change.
I always do my show and tell with the 50% valuable and the coin.
Yeah. Tell us about that coin one again. That is so funny when you say that about how you decide by flipping a coin. Do you want to go over that?
Sure. I'd love to. I love that. I love my show and tell. I always keep it. So when you're in a relationship or you think you want to be in a relationship, you're in one, right? And we're asking the question, are they 50% valuable? And the reason we're asking that question is when you're on the fence of, do I want to leave or do I want to stay? And so Dr. Allen always said that they're 51% valuable, stay until you can't stay anymore, barring possible abuse and death. So what does that look like? In visualization sense, how do I define that? And I take a quarter and I say, heads, you got to stay, tails, you got to leave right now. And if they don't want to even flip the coin, it means they don't want to take a chance on leaving, they're at least 50% valuable. Cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So we know they're at least 50% valuable. How do you get to the 51%? And on the days when you hate them the most, whatever that one reason is that you stay, is makes them 51% valuable. Now, that's acceptance. For rejection, same thing. If you flip the coin, you got to stay or you got to leave. And sometimes you don't even want to stay. Your staying time is done. And you're just on the fence of, well, you know, is it really worthwhile? If I got to stay, no, you know, no way, forget that. Then they're less than 50% valuable. And so you're choosing to reject. And that coin is representative of you. Whether you love or whether you reject, it's still love for yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then toleration is keeping the penny or the quarter on the table and looking at the rim of the coin and never deciding whether to go to flip it or not. That's driving you crazy.
That's toleration. Yeah. Okay.
So flip the best thing you can do is flip the coin or decide not to. And that decision brings the unconscious to the conscious. So you can make decisions on the conscious choices.
That's true, because everybody's undefined on what choice they want to take. They want to be with somebody, but they don't like the situation, so they tolerate it, and that they're just stuck. That's a flip a coin, terminated relationship on a flip of a coin.
Yeah, I went to Fresno about 3 hours away to help a friend.
Yeah.
I've been talking to her about this stuff for years.
Yes.
And so I met her at Barnes & Noble just so I could buy her a moleskin, you know, the what do you call it, the journals?
Uh-huh.
And tell her what I did and have her do it in front of me. Is the time, space, money, and play. And on page number one, here's time, dash, I. Page number two, here's time, dash, we. And then so on. And we do each page for each thing. And we spent all Friday. Okay, we're not done until I see at least one not want and one want. What don't you want for your I time? What do you want for your we time, for your I time? Because for her, it was feminine. So she wanted to list her. Women know what they want by knowing what they don't want. It took me 40 years to understand that.
Why did it take you 4 years?
40. 40.
Oh, 40, yeah. Well, at least you got it.
I just never knew it. I never understood. Because, you know, as a guy, I think I know what I want. So I'm just going to go do it. And so I asked the women around me, what do you want? And then they start listing out, well, I don't want this, I don't want that. Blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, woman, just tell me what you want.
And well, we want everything, though. Remember, Dr. Pat says we want everything.
Yeah, but you don't get there until you list out what you don't want.
Well, that is true, because then we can narrow it down.
Yeah, and I never understood that. So now I start asking, what don't you want? And like, what? Why are you asking that?
Because we could probably come up with that more than we could list all the stuff we want. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like for this friend I had, that became a difficult thing to do because she was kind of raised masculine.
Yes.
And so one of the ways I helped her was, okay, tell me what you want and then tell me the reverse of it.
Okay.
You know, I want to be the gym. Okay, cool. What's the reverse of what you want to be the gym? I don't want you to be the gym with me or whatever it is, right?
Uh-huh.
So defining the reverse of if you're trained masculine might help you get to a not want and train feminine.
So, doctor, you know, I get a lot of women that want to be, they say they're feminine, but their actions are masculine. And then they say, well, I want to be more feminine. How would you tell women to be more feminine? Because it's nothing you can do overnight. We can't do a magic wand and tell you a certain step to do. It's kind of like a process. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it. So you have to catch yourself being in the masculine state. How would you help the women out there to get into their feminine and have it incorporated so they could process, be more feminine?
I would change their very first statement from I don't want to be, or I want to be feminine to I don't want to be masculine.
Oh, that's a good one. I've not heard that one before. Okay. And then everybody's masculine at work. It's when you get off work and you want to be in a healthy relationship. You have to have one feminine and one masculine. And that could either be a man or a woman, feminine or masculine. So if the woman wants to be feminine, she will attract a masculine man, because like a magnet, polarity will attract them. If she stays in her masculine and she wants a masculine man, they will repel with the energy like a magnet. So these women want to be masculine, want to be feminine, I'm sorry. What else would you suggest they start working on?
Write things down. Get it out of your head.
Yeah, women are feeling-centered, so we talk from our feelings. Remember, do you ever listen to people, because everybody says, I feel that he's a jerk. Dr. Allen always taught, that is not a feeling. I always catch my women doing that. You have to follow I feel with a feeling statement.
Yeah, I caught my male coworker doing that yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God, man.
What did you say to him? Did you change it to what do you think? Did you ask him what he thought?
I did not, because it didn't seem like an appropriate time. But as time progresses and we get more, build trust, I guess.
Yeah.
Then I think it'll happen. But particularly when there's a problem, and I can, you know, we can discuss, well, what did you say?
Yeah.
What words did you use?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And let's talk about what that means and the energy that
produces. Be the tutor at your work.
Yeah.
And that would not be a bad idea. You know, you could teach, you know, a lot of Dr. Pat used to go to a lot of companies to teach them communication tools.
Yeah, the whole I need, how come I say I need this and they're nobody's giving it to me? Because they know it doesn't matter that much. It's not going to kill them. It's not going to drive them crazy. So they ignore it.
Yes.
But I remember, like, I went to Dr. Allen's Huntington Beach office once.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to catch one of her students in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
And she's a working lady.
Uh-huh. And
she used to say that she needed these reports done.
Uh-huh. And
maybe a third of the time she'd get, you know, an appropriate answer, things on time, whatever. And she changed her words from I need these reports to I want these reports by noon.
Yes.
And it jumped up to like a 90% rate of her getting it what she wanted.
That's true, because Dr. Allen has the emotional way of speaking and the rational. So emotional there's a whole list on our charts. So I need is the emotional. If you want to speak rational and potent, It would be I want.
Should we go through that list?
Here's the emotional list. Do not use the following words. I, you should, ought to, or must, have to. I can't, I would like, wish, I will try. I will try is a big one that people do. I remember Pat always says that. What does she say when people say, I will try? I remember her saying it means that they're aware of it, but they really don't care and they're not going to do it.
Yeah, I think I remember her saying something about they're telling you something so they'll shut you up.
Yeah, yeah, something that will shut you up by saying, I will try. Okay, and then it says, may I or can I? That's too polite. Would it be all right? That's too polite too. Would you mind? Could we? Let's. I need. Why? You're defending your thoughts or feelings. I am sorry or I apologize. I feel that. Those are all emotional. And why would you, you know, just offhand, why would you call those all emotional? I know them as being
polite.
Yeah, a little bit too polite. And when you're too polite, you'll get walked over or ignored. So use these words instead, and I'll go over the list. Instead of using you should, ought to, or must, use I want, I do not, or I want you to. Instead of saying I can't, use I want or do not, I will or will not. Instead of I would like or wish, say I want or do you want. These are more potent words, rational. I will try, use I will do it unless blank. Then you put in the word why you are not able to do it. May I or can I? I want to blank, may I? Or I want to or can I? And then would it be all right? You would use the rational. I want blank, do you want? Then we go down to the I need. Better rational would be I want. And if you go to why, you're defending your thoughts or feelings. What are your reasons? What are my reasons? That's a good one. And then the I'm sorry one. That's a big one. Say, I made a mistake and I do not want to do it again. Excuse me, pardon me, or okay. And then the I feel that. A lot of women say, I feel that he's a jerk. You say, I feel sad, mad, jealous, happy, or I think. Use the word I think that. So those are the list of rational and emotional ways of speaking. So, hey, Andy, do you have your book, The Answers?
I do.
There's some questions. I'll read one of the on page 78 and 79. They have some questions. There's one that I get a lot of women. I'll read one and then you could read. Here's number 7. It says, why am I so attracted to bad boys? I get this a lot from my women. And here's the answer. Because they know what they want and don't want and they go for it. You're attracted to the power. You might get date raped. They might beat you. But some women actually enjoy the rush they get. The excitement and danger turns you on, which means you may be a norepinephrine addict. That's a hormonal release. In these situations, it's like adrenaline. Good guys generally don't lie, cheat, steal, and they are not violent. Check your value system when it comes to what really turned you on. That's kind of goes back to the pick people with their pickers bad. They always pick the unavailable guys or the bad guys, and they always ignore the good guys. Because they may be a norepinephrine addict. Do any of those on that page interest you? Do you want to read?
Sure. I'll read number 8. How do you attract a man?
Okay.
By looking good. Does that mean that you have to be beautiful? No. What a man sees with his eyes is a woman who loves herself. Even if she's handicapped, she can have the look of love, which is you doing things to show I am taking care of me. I'm doing what I can to be the best me I can be. That attracts men because they see a woman who loves herself, a happy woman. one who's not going to have to make a life work at the expense of his life. Men are extremely attracted to happy women.
That I tell all the women, they want you to look good, taste good, touch good, smell good, and they also want to be around happy women. If you're going in there and you're bitching and complaining, that's a turnoff. Remember, men don't like drama. They want happy, fun women.
Yeah, I saw a woman today at work or outside of work that I wouldn't normally be attracted to, but man, she looked good, she smelled good, she carried herself well. And I thought, well, maybe.
Now, did you use your principles and be a man and go up and ask her, start a conversation? Tell me how, from a man's point of view, when you see a woman, how do you go up and approach her? Because that seems to be a thing that's from the past that people are only doing, looking at their phones or going on dating apps. They don't go up and introduce themselves and get numbers organically.
I just start with hello. How you doing? You know, get a little bit of conversation going. See if I can get a feel for their mindset.
Okay.
If they are happy, if they're going to complain. Okay. If you're going to complain to me and you don't even know me, maybe I don't really want to be around you. Mm-hmm. And you know, that kind of sets a tone for the future. So it's always just the first, just trying to see where their energy levels are at, you know, on the negative side or on the positive side.
Okay. And, do you go up to them with any kind of like asking them kind of directions or, you know, how their day's going? Do you have any kind of you ask them a question or you just go up and say hello and then?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's
follow through with it, because after they say hello, what do you do?
Right. And there's a look on that. Yeah. You know, it's all environment dependent.
Yes.
Like I was at a coffee shop and I was in line, I was waiting for food. And that is generally never a good time for me to talk to anybody.
Okay.
So when I was active duty, there was a girl that told me she always tried to talk to me, but I always saw her right before I ate. So I was always at my hungriest.
Oh.
And I'm like, I like you, I appreciate you, but I got to go eat. Like, you know, everything else in the hierarchy of needs, that's number one.
Well, but you might have missed a nice girl there, Andy.
I know for a fact I did.
Start looking around.
Well, you know, if I'm fed, I can do that. If I'm not, then the further away I am from food, the more caveman-like I become.
Okay.
And
I'll remember that next time. Well, because sometimes when I'm in the coffee shop or somewhere, I'll just chit chat with somebody like, oh, have you tried so and so, this and that? Maybe that's why they don't talk back, but sometimes they always do, and they get excited and tell me they have. You know, when you're in line and you see
And maybe it's just, hey, why don't you get some food and we can talk when you're get a few bites in. And once I know I've got food in front of me and I can eat, like
then you're okay.
And I become more human again.
Oh, okay.
Not that, you know, they used to have that Snickers commercial with the diva.
Yeah.
Yeah, I become the diva and like, hey, you know. but once I get my Snickers in, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can eat, you know, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to eat while we're talking. Most people don't care.
That's just like a date. You're eating and getting to know each other. Yeah.
You know, as long as as our basic needs are met, like I don't want to keep you from eating. So, you know, I want you to be fed and hydrated and your basic needs are met first, too. That way we can both be on the same level. So, I mean, if you're not willing to let me eat while we're talking, what else are you wanting ahead of?
Well, if the girl, she's always tried to get your attention and you've ignored her, that might have been.
Yeah, that was 30 years ago. I've been a long time.
Okay. 30 years ago. Okay. Well, yeah, look around now and see the gift. Yeah.
That was 1994, 95.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the one that might have gotten away.
Maybe. It was a lot skinnier and younger then.
Goodness. I know. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to read another one. Let me see here. I'm going to pick. I'm a guy often accused of not being able to commit. It's question 14. Frankly, I don't want to. And then the answer is you're obviously either rich, handsome, sexy, or manipulative, and you are winning so many of your deals that you don't have to negotiate anything anymore. I choose to believe that when you meet a woman you really want who requires you to work for it, you will be just as committable as anyone else. My guess is you're a very desirable man who wins more than you should. Therefore, you lose in the long run when it comes to being able to have a deep physical and emotional relationship. Well, that's a big one.
Yeah, and I think they're right. Like, if you get the right woman,
yeah,
it all bets are off.
I watch a lot of other dating coaches, and some of them say be wary for the number 10 guy. I mean, because, you know, he might be so unavailable that you'll be, you know, wanting him so bad. And this right here tells why. He doesn't have to negotiate any deals. Everybody wants him, so he gets whatever he wants.
Yeah, maybe. It's definitely worth having the conversation, and it's definitely important enough to have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he gets what he wants, there's usually no boundaries, right? People get mad.
Well, if he gets somebody that says no, then let's see what he does. He may have a temper tantrum. Nobody might not. They may never say no to him. You know.
Yeah, I met some pretty good-looking dudes that a lot of girls chased them.
Yes,
and it wasn't until that girl said no. You're not going to get what you want with me. You got to work for it too. And they married her.
And that's the one he went for, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. That's how it works. Men, like Dr. Pat says, men vary virtue, not vaginas.
Yeah, know your value, ladies. You got more power than you know.
But I think a lot of times a lot of women have been used and abused, that they have a bad taste and it carries off. Finish the relationship you left with peace so you can have a new one when you go back out there. If you're still angry at what those past guys did, you'll carry it to the next guy. You'll be guarded. You'll be looking. You'll always be insecure that he's going to do the same thing. You've got to close the door on the past relationships. Do some work. What work would you suggest the ladies do that have been, you know, they've been lied to, cheated to, you know, had their hearts broken, and now they want to get into a new relationship, so they're always so guarded that they're projecting onto this poor guy all the stuff the last guy did. How can they get over that?
I don't know about getting over, but I do know something about getting through.
Yes, what's that?
One of the things is a high bi-letter.
Oh, and that would go to the man that caused them the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it could be all the men that are causing the pain.
I have a lot of my women do that when the men tell them, you know, well, they do things. Or if the women are unhappy and the men don't seem to respond. The high bi letter is, it may be used for if a guy ghosted you, he went away, you have to wait the 8 weeks. You can write him this letter. The first paragraph is what you loved and liked about him. The second is the pain of being in the relationship with him. The third paragraph is what you want in any relationship, your ideal relationship. The fourth paragraph is what you never want in a relationship. And then the fifth paragraph, you mark down, thank you for this painful lesson so I never have to do it again. And sometimes women, they boss and bully and criticize and push the men away. And the men have had it with these women controlling them. So the men say, I've done it with you. I need a break. The lady does everything in the same format. But the fifth paragraph, she says, I want to apologize, make amends. And she lists her bad behavior. I want to make an apology and amends of the way I was controlling and criticizing you. My controlling and criticizing pushed you away. This was a valuable lesson that I learned, and I wish you well. And then he'll read that, and he has 8 weeks to contact you after he reads the letter as well. And usually they 90% of the time they come back. But when they come back, you ladies have to let them, don't bitch and moan at them when they call you back. And, you know, you just act like they're just coming back to start a new relationship, because after 8 weeks, it's a brand new relationship. So when they call back, you don't start going, well, why did you ghost me? And blah, 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 blah. Don't start bitching and moaning, or you push them away again. So the hi bye letter is a perfect way to communicate to him all of the stuff that you loved, liked, want in a relationship, don't want in a relationship, and then you make your amends. And a man can read that, and they understand it, and they usually will call back. Sometimes they won't, but they'll at least call back and maybe say, you know, I wish you well, but this won't work out. So you'll have closure as well. So we've only got a couple more minutes. It's unfortunate we had no callers. People out there, if you're not able to call to be live, you can always email me and I'll read your question on the air, and you can listen to the archives for the answer. Andy, do you have anything?
Yeah. Do you mind if I just summarize the hi-bye letter
perfect.
Real quick?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. So the hi-bye letter for girls, paragraph 1, write what you loved and like about them. Paragraph 2, write what you experienced as the pain in the relationship. Paragraph 3, write what you do not want again in any relationship. Paragraph 4 is what you do want in a relationship. And then paragraph 5 is thank them for helping you learn this painful lesson so you never have to repeat it again. That's for girls.
Uh-huh.
For boys, you reverse paragraph 3 and 4.
Okay.
Write what you do want in a relationship, then what you do not want.
Okay. And then if they did something to push it away, remember there's also the format where you make the apology amends as well on the fifth paragraph.
Okay. That's
Dr. Pat added that in because a lot of women were pushing men away. So she had to have some way they could reach out and apologize.
Let's, I want to write that down later. Let's talk more in depth next time.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to have to say goodbye. And it's unfortunate we didn't get any callers, but I think we shared a lot of information for those people listening, or they're listening to the archives, that they can get some information. We're always here to help the community with any kind of help we can. And I thank Andy for being on. And if you want to hire any of us, just call us at the WAN Institute. We're more than available to help people with relationships and communication tools.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.